my hips in Mississippi.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, bearded. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and we got Wes Moreno. He is the county administrator for Escambia County. He joins us every week at this time. Hey, Wes, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. As always, you know it is great to be with you.
Oh, man, good to have you. And by the way, just in terms of open disclosure, if you left me alone for 20 years with no razor, my beard would still get nowhere close to ZZ Top's. It would be maybe a half inch long. It just is. So I got a text in from a listener the other day asking me a question about U.S. 29 Palafox and Brent, that intersection, Brent Beverly, which is a major intersection, obviously, in the county. And FDOT has been doing a road resurfacing project there. And the condition right now is that the interior on the Palafox corridor, the interior two lanes are elevated and maybe they're finished. I'm not sure. But the outside two lanes are lower by maybe a couple of inches. And so the byproduct of this sitting this way is that when you're driving east to west across that intersection on a green light on Brent, it's like going through a residential area with speed bumps, only you're going, you know, 35, 40, 45, let's be honest, miles an hour. And that's very, very, very bad for cars and drivers, and it's abrupt and a problem. And so they wanted me to ask you what gives. Now, it's an FDOT project, I know, but still, you know, what can you tell us? How soon will this be resolved?
Well, I know the timeline on that is to be completed. It says, you know, they say spring of 2023. So that's, we're in March. You got another month, April. Hopefully it's before then. But yeah, I know they're doing alternating lane closures, and I'm not sure why the contractors kind of pulled off. I know they've been doing some night work, I believe. And I know the temperatures at night have been dropping down below the threshold for laying asphalt. Maybe that's the case there in that location. I know we had a couple of good weeks of warm weather where night work was really good. So maybe it's the temperatures, but you know, we can certainly look into that and get you a good update on that.
Okay, and you know maybe look, you know I know it's hard to push FDOT on anything, but maybe we could put out just a. You know, a flasher east and west that says bump, you know, something. I know we have warning signs and things like that. At least, you know, that might not do much, but that might be something maybe to help out the problem. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is we're trying to develop this CORE program. This is the program that will help people recover and avoid addiction and, you know, overdoses. And we're making really good progress. What we've got, like three of the nurse positions have been filled and onboarded. And we've apparently one of the EMTs we had, the drivers we had went out. So where are we at on this? Because it seems like we're getting really close to being able to deploy.
We are getting really close. I've been a little bit frustrated, honestly. The money coming from the state's been a little slow coming in, and so you know, I know Chandra Smiley with Community Health, she staffed up and ramped up. She's just amazing. Always does a great job. And then Eric and Torcel there at EMS, they're ramping up. We just onboarded some nurses the other day, so we're getting really close. And you know, speaking of the CORE program, we have an opioid abatement funding committee, advisory committee to push initiatives to the Board of County Commissioners. And, you know, it's not, that committee's really not getting off the ground as well as I'd like to see it. But so I think we start driving them. We need to get in the community. I know there's an opioid symposium coming up that CDAC's doing at Sanders Beach, that facility there. But we need to be in the community. We need to be in the community with our resources, Community Health, Sally Bergosh's organization, it's Health and Hope or Hope and Health. And we need to be in the community. Honestly, my thought and my idea is let's do a Narcan distribution, maybe in Brownsville, but not just that distribution, but let's bring all of our partners with us. Let's make it a resource center. Here's where you can get help for mental health, homelessness, opioid, addiction. I mean, all of it. Let's just put a big resource day together, and let's just do it. And I think we can do it for minimal cost. And I think our partners are willing to help us. But we just got to drive the initiative and do it. So that's something that we're working on. I just got a passion for it. I think we need to do it. We don't need to be at Sanders Beach, fancy facility for the professionals who are already in the business.
Right.
We need to be in the community. That's
right.
Where we need to be. And so that's kind of what I'm driving on.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing. Yeah, no, that's great. We'll look forward to hearing more about that as we get to doing it. We're talking to Wes Moreno. Somebody said, "Did you call him Wes Brown?" No, but I probably did slur a little bit. I probably do that sometimes, so that's my fault. Oh man, Wes Moreno. He is the Escambia County Administrator. Wes, one of the things that I hear as a knock on Escambia County sometimes is Santa Rosa County has. Grants writer or multiple, and they've got a grants help department, right? You got Pensacola; they're hiring grants writers. Escambia County does not have a per se grant writer or coordinator or department. Why not?
Well, Andrew, I'll say this: we've had a grant writer before, and my experience is your grant writer needs to be a subject matter expert, and a grant writer can't be a subject matter expert in everything. You know, Chips Kirschfeld, I'll call him out. He's done a phenomenal job in his tenure with the county. And Chips is a subject matter expert in all things environmental. And he's probably brought in, and this is no exaggeration, he's probably brought in close to $1 billion throughout his career with the county in grant money.
Wow.
Because he is that subject matter expert. And right now, for instance, we're driving on no less than 5 grants. Now I have a rock star young lady in Elizabeth Kissel, who drives the departments on the grants. She manages the deadlines, all the reporting that has to go with the grants, all the specifications of the grants. And we just met late yesterday afternoon on the infrastructure grant. And I think it's important to have somebody who can do that, who knows the deadlines, the dates, the deadlines, the specifications, puts it all together, the public comment timelines, and manages all that and drives the departments. But, you know, you're almost, in my opinion anyway, you almost have, for like the infrastructure grant, well, your grant writer, unless they're an engineering type person, guess what? They got to go humbug that department and sit on that department, and the department really puts all the information together and all the details together, all the ins and outs of all the projects. They know all that. They know, what they need. They know the estimates. They know the areas. They know the scope of work. So if you're a grant writer, if you're not an engineering type, well, guess what? You got to go sit in engineering. You got to go, and at the same time, you got a broadband grant. Well, if you're not an IT person, guess what? You got to come sit in IT. You got to get all the specifications. And, so we're driving on several grants right now. But to me, I think what Liz is doing it's really working well. And it's not, and she doesn't manage to do that with just grants. She does it with FEMA. I mean, we got our $44 million reimbursement from FEMA the day before Hurricane Ian hit South Florida. And I strongly feel it's only because she had a FEMA contact and she'd been driving. She drives FEMA. She calls them up. Where is this? Where is this? The timeline is this. Timeline is that. And that kind of a person is more, to me, in my opinion anyway, is more vital than quote grant writer.
Okay, so like the grant, because you'd basically have to duplicate the expertise time used anyway, and maybe having more of just the grant coordinator, the person who's going to, crack the whip and facilitate the deals and get that stuff done. Just quickly, though, do you have enough staff of the sort you need in order to make sure that we're not missing grant opportunities?
We do.
Okay. All right.
We were just made aware late yesterday afternoon of another grant opportunity that's coming down the line. I am looking to make some modifications there. In this particular area, mainly utilizing Chips and maybe bringing one other person on board, but I think right now we're we're up to speed and we're on it.
Okay. All right. Good. Last question, and I'm cautious to ask this question, unrelated to county politics or anything else, but because you and I are friends, and you are a master griller who makes all kinds of amazing barbecue on your Big Green Egg and any other thing, and I feel like in the interest of honesty, I have to tell you this. I cook my steaks in a pan. I pan fry my steaks now on purpose from experience because they turn out fantastic. Can we still be friends?
Absolutely. Hey, I've done that a time or two myself. It's a thing. Hey, cast iron searing your steaks is a thing.
I know, man, and I ain't got time for all that Big Green Egg nonsense. I'll just tell you, Wes Moreno, he is the county administrator for Escambia County and a fantastic barbecuer. Wes, as always, man, thanks for the time and thanks for what you do. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew.